Right. So, good morning, or sorry, good morning. This is Super Secret Shy Girl. It's actually around 1:20 in the morning on August 17th for me, and it is my birthday. Yay! So, it's been my birthday for just over an hour. And, well, I'm called into work tomorrow, so I didn't call and I've had the day off for work tomorrow because who wants to work on their birthday? And I had the time available, so. And I'm feeling, I don't know, I'm still awake. And I'm feeling kind of, sorry. Excuse me. I'm feeling kind of lonely, I guess. My roommates are all asleep. My friends are all asleep because they have work in the morning. And pretty much everyone I talk to is asleep. So I decided to do one of the questionnaires. Just, you know, kind of for fun, to do some talking type stuff. Hopefully this all records well, but bear with me, I guess. And I guess I should say which one I'm doing. So I'm doing the Mixer questionnaire by Miss. So we'll see how this goes. So I guess I'll try and do all of them. It says if I can't answer, just skip it. So if I can't answer it, then I'll just say skip it. I'll try and read out all the questions. So first is, I guess, GWA questions. So for the first question, it's, do post tags matter or do you just read the title? Oh, the tags definitely matter. And I think anymore, the tags are just like part of the title. Like a lot of the times they just have humorous things in them or just make it fun to listen to too. But I feel like the tags definitely matter for me, because otherwise, like, how do I know what I'm getting into? Although that being said, like, if the title's really good or if I really like the person posting, the user posting, even if I don't generally like those tags or if the tags are whatever for me, I'll still probably listen to that audio. How much time do you spend making, editing, and audio? That depends, I guess. So for making, my audios have been relatively short. I think around, like, less than 15 minutes. So that period of time is pretty short. For editing, I'm not very good at editing, so it takes me a little bit longer. I just got Audacity, and I pretty much just know how to kind of remove background noise and make stuff a little bit louder, so those are the two things that I do with it. But seeing as I'm not really great with it, it can take a while. I would say, like, altogether, it probably takes me like an hour to make one at the top. At most an hour, I would say. Next question is, what are the pros and cons of recording? Pros are, it's fun, and when you get to post, people listen to it, and I really like attention. I crave positive attention. It's one of my big flaws, so it's definitely a way to get that so far. People have been really super nice to me. But I think that just everyone on the sub so far, like, every interaction I've seen, even, like, just in the comments of anyone's post, just everybody seems super great and super friendly and just And it seems like a really positive environment. So that's nice. Cons are, it makes me super nervous sometimes. And especially since I live in a house with pretty thin walls. The walls are pretty thin, and I live with this girl I love, one of my best friends, who I went to college with, and we were roommates in college, and then also her brother. And so she lives in the basement, but then I live upstairs, and her brother's room is right across the hall from me, and he's great, and I like him, but also I definitely don't want him to hear this or know about this. It's super weird. I feel, you know, pretty weird about it, so that's kind of a con. Makes me kind of nervous. Let's see. After listening to GWA, have you gotten any new kinks? So I've had, I think I've always kind of had a lot of kinks. I don't think I've gotten any new kinks particularly, but I guess what I would say is, after listening to GWA, I've started listening to people's voices in, like, real life in a lot more, like, in definitely in a different way. So, like, I'll hear people on the radio, or for a large part of the last year, I was working in a call center, and so, like, when, like, guys, sometimes, like, I'll hear people would call in, and it would be, like, if like, a guy had, like, a really nice voice, I would, like, notice it and kind of, like, you know, think about, like, oh, what if they post on GWA, or, like, you know, sometimes, like, I would, I think, convince myself that people's voices sounded familiar when they definitely didn't, or, you know, just, like, thinking, like, oh, what would they sound like when they come, or what do they sound like, you know, when they're having sex. So I guess maybe that's, in a way, kind of like a new kink. Do you like the sound of your own voice? I don't know. I don't hate it. I used to hate it, listening to it when it was recorded, but I feel like my voice is pretty middle-of-the-road normal. It doesn't really grate on me. So yeah, I like it well enough. Which kind of audio is your favorite? I don't know if I have, like, a favorite type of audio. Just anything where somebody sounds like they're really enjoying it, or, like, actually into it, where it sounds like, yeah, the audios where people sound like they're really into it, or they're really losing control, like, that's incredibly sexy. Do I have any regrets about clips that I have made? I haven't really made that many. I guess for the first few, I didn't realize I was wearing these headphones, not the headphones that I'm wearing now, but other headphones that had a mic, the microphone was in the cord. And so I thought that it was recording through my computer, but it was recording through the microphone in the cord, which is a problem because I was moving around a lot, so it would, you know, rub on me sometimes and just make weird scratchy sounds. So I guess that's kind of a regret. I wish that had not happened, but oh well, live and learn. Do I have a Gone Wild audio crush? Like, tons. There's, like, a lot of them. Several, at least. But yeah, I feel like, doesn't everybody, though? Like, I feel like that's normal. But yeah, I have quite a few crushes. And that's all for the first section. So for section two, explain yourself. So for number one, would you have sex while a porno is being played? Yes, I would do that. I don't see anything bad about that. I mean, like, with the exception if, like, I was having sex with someone and their porno was being played and they were just, like, not paying attention to me at all, you know? Just, like, only looking at it. Like, no. Like, I don't want to do that. But I think porno is a turn on, or it is for me, and so I wouldn't mind having sex while one was playing. What is your most embarrassing / funny sexual experience, either alone or with someone else? So here's an embarrassing one. With my ex, we were one of the first times we tried to, I guess, do face fucking, because I really like giving head, and that's always been kind of a thing that I've wanted to do, and I still actually like to do is that. But one of the first times we tried it, I'm not one of those people who doesn't have a gag reflex. I do, and I thought I had it under control, but I ended up accidentally, like, I threw up, like, in my mouth while there was, like, a dick in my mouth still, and I didn't know what to do, so, like, I reflexively, like, swallowed it again, which was gross, but, I mean, I guess better than just letting it out, which would have just got puke everywhere. I don't know, it was not cute, I don't think. Weirdly enough, my partner did not care at all and actually seemed kind of into it, so that was a learning experience. But yeah, then I guess we just finished. That was, the rest of it was pretty fun, but that was probably the most embarrassing one I had, because I was pretty embarrassed by it. Let's see. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I honestly do. I think white lies are okay. I feel like if you never tell a white lie, if you're always just brutally honest, like, maybe that's in some way that's morally correct, but in a lot of ways I feel like even lies of omission can be a white lie. So you don't have to tell everyone the whole truth if it's hurtful all the time, or, you know, telling someone, like, that they look nice, when, you know, like, if someone has, like, something that they can fix in the next, like, 10 seconds, like, oh, they have lipstick on their teeth, or, you know, their hair's coming undone or something like that, then you should tell them about that, if they ask you how they look. But if there's something that they can't fix and it would just make them feel bad to say something negative, you know, like, if they can't fix it within the next small piece of time, like, why would you tell them that? Like, don't hurt people's feelings. It's kind of my opinion about that. I don't know, like, if that's correct or not, but that's how I feel. Would you prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch you have sex? Watch others, definitely. I'm actually, again, pretty shy, especially about my body. Like, I don't even like being on top sometimes, just because, like, I get too in my head about, like, self-conscious about what I look like, which is kind of neurotic, I know, but, yeah, no, definitely watch others. What's the weirdest way you've ever gotten yourself off? Okay, so when I was, like, in middle school, when I was first discovering that, like, porn existed, I used to, well, the computer, we had one computer in the house, and it was in, like, nobody's room, just, like, kind of, like, a central room, and I used to, like, sneak out to look at it, and I couldn't, you know, just, like, masturbate normally, because it was, like, sitting in a chair, and there was always a potential that someone could, like, come out and catch me, so I would, I would kind of tuck one leg up under me so that, like, I was sitting on it and I would just, like, rock on that back and forth and kind of, like, in a way hump my own leg until I came. And I did that for a while, for quite a long time. But I feel like that's probably the strangest way I've ever done it. And I mean, I haven't done that since, you know, I got the ability to not have to. But yeah, for a long time that was how I came. What's the fastest way to get me to come? For me, it's really mental. So if, first of all, just like being really into it, like if you seem like you're really into it, I'm gonna get really into it and it's gonna go pretty fast. Then also, like, I'm a sucker for kind of dominantness. So pull my hair, bite my neck, call me names, that kind of talk dirty, definitely. You can help me get there really, really fast. What is something about someone that can instantly turn you off? I think a really big turnoff for me is people who are just, like, ignorant about issues, like, so people who make misogynistic jokes, or racist jokes, or just things like where, I don't know, that stuff kind of just, like, puts me off. Like, so if I guess don't agree with your opinions, like, as a person, or if I, like, kind of lose respect for you as a person, if you're just saying some, you know, unnecessary, rude, hurtful stuff, or, like, anything bigoted or anything like that, which, surprisingly, I've heard a lot of people do. Like, it's weird that that should be relevant, but that's just, like, a huge, huge turnoff. So, favorite place to come or have someone come on you? Well, I guess in this case it would be have someone come on me. I don't know. I guess face. Like, I do like having my face come on. But I mean, just really wherever seems pretty nice to me. What music would you like to have playing while you're having sex? The Weeknd, probably, is, yeah, I really, really like him right now. And so, I mean, that answer could change whenever, but as of right now, I would say The Weeknd. Do you think that love equals sex? So, I think that in some ways, so I think that romantic love for me goes hand in hand with sex, but on the other hand, on the flip side, sex doesn't necessarily equal love. So, I feel like sex is better if you love the person, but I feel like it can still be good even if it's just casual. Although that's not speaking from experience, so I could be wrong about that. What do you prefer to be called or say? So say, I feel like, I don't know, I don't have, like, a real preference for what I like to say. Whatever turns the other person on, I guess. To be called, there's, like, a little list here. Kitten, baby girl, slut. Of those three, probably closer to slut. Although baby girl is nice. Kitten doesn't really do anything for me. Good girl. Good girl is definitely a nice thing to be called. Let's see. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Moaner, I guess, for the most part. Screamer sometimes when I come. I also just, I feel like I make really dumb sounds that, like, are not any of those. Like, when I'm really, really into it, I make some, like, weird noises that I am, like, later uncomfortable about. But, I mean, whatever. If you're in the moment, you're in the moment. When was the worst time you've been turned on? I don't know. Like, I don't generally feel like it's bad to be turned on. Well, I guess maybe. No, yeah. I can't really think of a time where I was, like, upset that I was turned on. I don't know. What's your most extreme fetish? I don't know. I don't have any, like, super extreme fetishes, I don't think. I'm kind of into BDSM, and that, I like there to be, I feel like, kind of any kind of power exchange in sex, I feel, was, like, really, I don't know, a huge turn on for me, either way, honestly. I don't know, nothing too extreme. What's one thing you're embarrassed to admit that you'd like to try in bed? I don't know, like, I'm not really embarrassed to admit that. I'd like to try most things in bed. I like sex a lot, and so I don't know, I'm not really too embarrassed to admit to anything. I'd like to try anal, which I guess some people are pretty judgmental about. Yeah, no, I can't really think of anything that I'm really embarrassed about. Let's see. Preferences. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes. Do you enjoy bondage? In my limited experience, yes. Are you into playing with hot wax? Theoretically, yes. When I was, I don't know, I've never really done that in a sexual context. When I was in eighth grade, one of my best friends and I would play with hot wax in her basement, just generally on her, like, her arms and wrists and stuff, like that sensitive skin, like right on your wrist. But that was never super sexual in nature. And then it was always really fun, and I liked that, so I think that I would enjoy it, yeah. Have I ever been with someone older than ? I'm gonna guess that's older than you. In which case, yes, I've only been with people older than me, which is pretty much just one person, or, yeah, I'm gonna say one person. I'm not gonna count the other one. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yes, I have. It was nice. Have you ever tried anal? Yes, I have. It was with a toy. Well, kind of both. So we tried with a toy, and that was kind of nice. And by myself. So it was a lot less pressure, I was a lot more relaxed, and I actually enjoyed that. And then I also tried with my ex, which I was a little bit more nervous for, and I feel like it could have been nice, but I got freaked out and cut it short. So, yeah, and I'm interested in trying again, but it didn't work out the best in person the first time. Have you ever been double penetrated? No, I have not. Have you ever had sex in public? Full-on sex? No. But I have masturbated in my car, and that's an audio that I did. And I have given roadhead, so that's public, I guess. Do you like being handled roughly? Emphatically, yes. Are you very verbal in bed? Surprisingly, no. So I'm very vocal in bed. I make a lot of noises, just like I can't help it. I'm really, really god awful at dirty talk. Like, I can't think of anything to say. Or if I do think of anything to say, I second guess myself, like, oh, does that sound stupid? What if they don't like that? And then, you know, when I get in my head like that, it makes it harder to enjoy what's happening. So, and I'm definitely not very verbal in bed. I'm not very good at that at all. Although I'd like to be. Do you like receiving pain or giving it? As an either or, I would prefer receiving it, actually. Yeah, generally I would prefer receiving it. What's your favorite item for spanking? Hand, I guess. Just old-fashioned. And then random things I just want to know. Or I guess Miss just wants to know. What's the worst porn you have watched? That pterodactyl porn, I guess, that was floating around a while ago, where it's like a girl and two guys that have pterodactyl, like full-on heads of pterodactyls over their heads and also wings. That was pretty funny though, so there's that. But I would say that's probably the worst I've watched. What's the weirdest fetish I've ever heard of? I don't know, there's like a lot of weird fetishes. Inflation is pretty weird to me, I guess. Balloons. Vor, I think, is really weird, which is like, recently heard about, which is like, I'm not sure this is correct, but like eating other people whole or eating other creatures whole. I don't know if it has to be eating or just getting them inside you. I don't know. That's really weird to me. Although, again, to each his own. If you became a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I'd probably pee standing up. I'd be pretty excited about. Stick my dick in everything. I don't know what else can guys do. Is it weird that it's all penis centered? Ooh, walk around with my shirt off. I would do that. What do you wish you had invented? What do I wish I had invented? Google. I would be so wealthy. And also, like, Google just seems like such a cool company. They come up with so much cool stuff. Yeah, no, I totally wish I invented Google. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? If I didn't need to work for money, I'd probably go to school, I guess. Which I guess is kind of dumb, but if I could just keep going to school and learning and taking whatever classes I wanted and not having to work for money, I would totally do that. Ooh, or like, if I could like curate a library or a museum, just like be in a place with really old books or really old stuff all the time. Great. Do you have any scars? I have a lot of scars. I have a scar on my shin from when I was a kid. My parents were redoing the house, and they didn't have a vent cover for one of the vents, so they just put a towel over it so we wouldn't step in it. And my cousins came, and I was excited to see them, so I ran, and my leg fell down the vent, and I cut my leg open. So I have a scar there. And then I have a scar on the back of that same leg, from where I was going on a motorcycle ride with my dad, and I was wearing capris, which was the stupidest idea, but my leg slipped and hit the muffler, so I have I guess, slightly smaller than baseball size, kind of round scar there from getting burned. I don't know, I have all kinds of scars, really. But, you know, nothing, like, really crazy noticeable, or nothing that makes me uncomfortable. What's my most used phrase? I don't know, probably. I say I don't know yet. Or whatever. I say or whatever a lot. Any kind of hedging phrase. I hedge a lot. I know, right? I know, right? I say that a lot. One of those. When did you last laugh so much it hurt? Like, 2 days ago? I was talking to my best friend, or one of my best friends, and she showed me this picture. Oh, it was such a dumb picture, but it's a case from, I think, I don't know, like GameStop or somewhere, for Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. And I guess they were reselling it, but they had lost the original case, so somebody just drew the case for it. And so it's Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix, and it's a picture of somebody drew Harry Potter behind, like, a counter at McDonald's, and there's just this, like, bird on fire shouting their order at him. And it's super dumb and should not have been as funny as it was, but it was pretty funny, and she was already dying laughing, so it was contagious, and I just ended up crying laughing on the floor, so that was a good time. But that's probably the last time I laughed so hard I hurt. Or so much I hurt. How do I feel about aliens and ghosts, real or not? No, I'm a huge skeptic with those. I don't really think that... Well, ghosts for sure, I don't think exist. I don't really believe in the supernatural. And aliens, like, you know, little green men, I don't think exist. But I do believe... and the possibility that there's, you know, alien life out there. I just don't think it'll be... I don't think that they've visited us already. I don't think that, I don't believe in UFOs, really. I mean, I believe that there are unidentified flying objects, just because, you know, of course there are flying objects that people haven't identified yet, but I don't think that they're, spaceships. And with that, I have completed the questionnaire. So, I don't know how long I've been talking. It feels like a really long time. But that kind of helped to feel a little bit better. And, I mean, I don't know if anybody's going to want to listen to this, but it was kind of nice just to get it all out. Feel like I'm talking to somebody. So, if you did listen, thanks for listening. You have a lovely evening. Or, you know, day, morning, whatever time it is.